Hey, this is Laura Gibson, and you're listening to KYRS.
Tune in to Alternative Radio, Monday mornings at 9. I'm David Barsamian. For almost three decades, AR has provided a platform for points of view too often ignored or distorted in other media. Stay tuned for Alternative Radio, Monday mornings at 9, right here on KYRS 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal.
Good afternoon, out and abouters. You are listening to KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM, and streaming from KYRS.org. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show today. No guest again today. I thought I had one on the hook, and the guest got off, went away, swam away. The story of my life. But, you know, I've had this thing in my hip pocket that I've been wanting to do for a while, and that is, and I keep teasing, I know you guys are so excited about this, to hear audio from me asking people at the Martin Luther King rally, what do they plan on doing the next 4 years? And you know what? It was such a simpler time back then. The answers are so innocent and nice, because and we had no idea. We had no idea what we'd be. It'd be like, today on the Titanic, would you like to maybe go see a show or maybe have a cocktail? You know, and then later that night, I thought we were going to go see a show, but what are we doing here in the ice water? So, yes. So you may find in some ways it's a little sad, but you know what? Again, like last week when I did my preaching, I have music here, and we're going to play a little bit of music. I'm going to play some of those tracks of me asking people, what do you plan on doing the next 4 years? And then we'll play a little bit of music. And yes, there is some Devo, but not as Devo intense as last week, I promise you. But first, you know what we got to do. You know what we have to do. You know what it is. It's we have to review On Tyranny, and we right now are up to number five in Timothy Snyder's book On Tyranny, which, you know, it's funny because when this book came out, it was like sort of things to watch for, and now it's just things to watch happen because they're happening. So let's cue some Dr. Strangelove music, and we'll do a little reading. Thank you. Remember professional ethics. When political leaders set a negative example, professional commitments to just practice becomes more important. It is hard to subvert a rule of law state without lawyers or to hold show trials without judges. Authoritarians need obedient civil servants, and concentration camp directors seek businessmen interested in cheap labor. Yes, essentially, if you belong to a professional organization, if you've taken an oath of office, maybe to the military, like myself, maybe as a religious vows, as myself, maybe you've done all those things. Maintain true to those vows and those oaths that you've taken. If you are a judge, if you are a lawyer, you are involved in the Trump administration right now, you are not working within your professional ethics. And that's the only way these bad things happen. Wow, that turned out really good. The music ended just when I got done talking. Very excited about that. So That's our intro. And now we're gonna move into the happy part where people are going to tell you about all the fun things they're going to do for the next 4 years and some music. So stay tuned, everybody. Here's the MLK track one, as I so conveniently called it.
I want to pay attention to the other healers and poets and musicians and the people that really are at a grassroots level and can change this world.
Actually taking care of myself, better health.
Next 4 years. That's such a good question.
You're under no pressure here.
I know. I'm just trying to figure it out. I still don't even know.
Okay.
Next 4 years, try and make a difference in the world around me.
You can also put, if you're watching this over here.
Oh, that was good. I'll rechange my answer. No, I'm teasing.
No, because probably all I'm going to do is bury my head in the sand and be sad.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said I'm going to bury my head in the sand and be sad.
Oh. I was thinking MLK, inspiration, motivation.
I think it's more figuring out trying to... how to support the working class, because clearly Democrats have lost the messaging on that. If the party of all the union support is not the party of the working class, that's a problem.
I had told my son that if Trump really thought he was going to invade Canada, I was driving to the border and standing in front of the invasion.
That's great.
So, I mean, I'm willing to stand in front of anything that he wants to do.
Good.
I don't know. It's a good question. I think it's important, especially in these next 4 years, to encourage unity within the communities that we live in and the people that we're around, whoever that may be, you know?
Perfect.
So.
Well, I just heard a really nice quote from Michael Moore that said, "We all need to be first responders now." So I know people who are feeling really sad and, you know, kind of taking news breaks and stuff, and I think we need to stay on top of it, you know, and hopefully I'll be able to do that. And I want to, a lot of people eat black-eyed peas and greens on January 1st, you know, to eat a humble food, you know, to get the new year started off right. And January 1st, I ended up helping two people in Savannah, Georgia. And it was just a really good way to start the year. This Guatemalan guy with no papers and I both missed the bus, and we ended up sharing a hotel room together, and I bought him a ticket on my credit card, and he paid me cash. So I thought that was a good start to the new year.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was, of course, Devo. And right after our first little bit of MLK, the MLK program, where I asked people what they were going to be doing for the next 4 years. And I've got more of that. Maybe I even asked you. Maybe you'll hear yourself in just a little bit. I'm going to just talk about a little bit of Trump news that's going on, news in the world. I guess not just Trump news, but some interesting stuff. I don't have anything on transgender mice in front of me. Our gazpacho, the gazpacho transgender mice, don't have any of that. But I do notice that today, apparently President Trump is really angry that people are not going out and buying Tesla vehicles. And the dictator has declared that it is illegal to boycott Tesla vehicles. So I guess that means we all have to go out and buy a Tesla vehicle. This is not a paid promotion for Tesla on my part. Behalf. I'm just reporting the news here, folks. Trump announced that it was illegal to boycott Tesla vehicles. And I guess that sort of stands with his inability to know what's legal and what's not legal in the conventional sense. Another thing I'm going to mention right now is, I don't know if any of you noticed that, heard the story about the United Nations, what was the Day of Peace, I think it was. I wrote Day of Peace. I don't Nope, that was it. I think it was Day of Peace. That the USA was the only country to actually vote against the Day of Peace. Now, there were a couple of abstentions from it, to be honest. But, it was not the Day of Peace. I'm glad I'm looking at my notes a little bit harder here. It was the Day of Hope. it was the Day of Hope. That concept, that who doesn't rally against hope, right? I guess they said that hope was woke and diversity is evil, because somewhere in Hope it talked about diversity, which, you know, who knows in what context. I read the other day also that they were going in actually editing the Enola Gay, things about the Enola Gay out of the military archives, because yes, of diversity. The airplane, the Enola Gay, certainly not a day of hope or peace that the day the Enola Gay was used, but these are crazy times. You know, and I think, you know, yes, it is an sign of evil to wish people not to have hope, but I think we just get kind of confused, because traditionally, when we think of things that are evil, like we see movies with somebody evil, they're usually like this mastermind, this plotting genius. And to some degrees, Adolf Hitler was one of those people. He certainly had a plan and pulled it together, and he was evil. But I think that's what the problem is that we have with Republicans like Donald Trump right now, is that they're not bright. They're really dumb, these politicians. Yet they're evil. So we can't really connect the dots when we say, oh my gosh, he can't be evil, because everything he says is a lie or is just outrageously dumb. So there's no way he could be evil. So I don't know how we get beyond that way of thinking. All right, so let's get back to the MLK soundtrack stuff. And this will be a little segment, and then we're going to follow up with a little music, and then it'd probably be time to do our 20-minute after the hour stuff. Here we go. Or maybe we'll just do that right after this. Here we go.
Okay. No, because I this is my life. It's just helping my community. Graduating college, staying sober. Staying away from bad friends and making a difference in the world.
I really don't know.
Okay. All right. Good point. I don't know. There's a lot that you can do. I don't think it's just all about, racial justice. It's like what they said, like, there is no race. There's just the human race. And showing compassion and love to other people can look like a lot of different things. And so immersing myself in any aspect of life where love is taking place, or a lack of it, so that you can bring it into those spaces.
Yeah. Spreading more love in all places, medical, law,
right.
Just spreading more love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Homelessness is like a good area.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the inspiration.
Of course. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I'm still thinking about that.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Anything differently?
Hunkering down? don't know if we're going to do anything different. We're just going to wait and see what happens. Maybe be reactive.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Make sure that the community is safe.
Yeah. 4 years? As far as different, I don't see too many things different with me.
Okay.
I'm going to engage. Engage through love, respect, and honor. And look for transformational change to come in the community through those three pathways.
Okay.
So look, sound good?
Sound very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next 4 years.
I'm a law student at Gonzaga University, hoping to go into foreign diplomacy. So hopefully just going on and becoming an ambassador or a diplomat, trying to stop wars and preventing them. So I think that would probably be my next 4-year plan.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, we are having a 2-week-long exhibit at Gonzaga University, and it's to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Coulomb County Human Rights Task Force versus the Aryan Nation Brotherhood case.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. In the next 4 years, I plan to focus on the things that I can change and building strong local community and policies that are going to support people and support a thriving Eastern Washington, thriving Spokane, and the places that I can affect.
Sellers, City Hall and Politics Reporter.
Inviting you to listen to Free Range right here on KYRS Thursdays at 3 p.m. Not only are we going to help you keep up with all the news swirling around us in the Spokane area, but because it's us, we're also going to help listeners understand how to engage with the political systems that shape our daily lives.
Whether it's learning how to testify at city council meetings, figuring out who to contact about that never-ending pothole, or understanding the policies that affect your neighborhood, we're here to break it all down.
So we're going to dive into the stories behind Spokane's biggest headlines and talk to the journalists who uncovered them, and we'll have some fun along the way.
At Free Range, our mission is simple. Empower you to get involved and make sure your voice is heard when it comes to the decisions local governments are making that impact your life.
So join us on KYRS every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Free Range, brought to you by the worker-owned newsroom, Range Media.
Because, Spokane, your voice matters, and we're here to help you use it.
The Fig Tree presents Sharing Wisdom, Connecting the Generations, the theme for their benefit lunch, which will be held Saturday, March 8th, at Hemmingson Ballroom at Gonzaga University. The buffet opens at 11 a.m., and the program is from noon to 1 p.m. The program will also be available on gonzaga.edu/livestream. Information online at thefigtree.org.
Hey, this is DJ Downlow from Inside the Hype Radio. Thousands of people choose KYRS as their radio station every week, and we want you to be a part of our family. Just text GIVE KYRS to the number 44321 and make KYRS your radio station.
Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street in Spokane. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. Out and About receives support from the Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture. The MAC presents Samurai, Sunrise, Sunset, through June 1st, 2025. This exhibition features armor, weaponry, and personal items of Japan's samurai class. Located at 2316 West 1st Avenue in Spokane's historic Browns Edition, more information is available at northwestmuseum.org.
KYRS wants your brand new car! Well, not really. Yes, indeed, it's a great feeling to finally get another car after the old one's been breaking down over and over. It's another great feeling to get even more use out of an old car. Here's how. Donate it to KYRS. Car donors get a membership, a tax deduction, and the satisfaction of really helping out. Just call toll-free 855-KYRS-CAR. That's 855-597-7227. Honk, honk!
Okay, we're back after our little break there, and I'm sorry, I have to make the trains run on time here, so I had to cut Carl Fenton and his orchestra off, because, and I know you kids out there, you love your Carl Fenton and his orchestra from 1920. I know it's coming back, and so I know it was coming up to the really good part when he lays down some rhymes, as they say. So I'm sorry I cut that short. And then also I noticed I just picked a PSA and it was for the Fig Tree. Don't go to that brunch because it was on March 8th, unless you've got a time machine. It's probably not going to work out for you, I don't think. But the Fig Tree is a great place. I love the Fig Tree magazine. Anyway, so that's, you know, I hate to come off after doing PSAs and messages and have to explain them all, but I feel like I need to in this case. All right, let's get going. Let's get back and talk. Let's do a little Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King rally, where I'm asking people, hey, what do you plan on doing the next 4 years? Oh, this was, of course, months ago, so things have gotten much worse, but here we go.
Oh. Focus in the next 4 years on things that I can affect locally, and building power locally so that we can create a thriving community.
Perfect.
We're going to keep working our tails off. Oh, I can't do an interview. The theme for this year is solidarity and intersectionality. It's important to meet communities where they're at and learn how to work with different people and different tactics, because there's not one way of doing things. It's important to value everyone's input so we can better serve our community.
Well, I want to, I'm 75. So my goal is to live till 80, because I want to see a woman president. And then in the next year, my New Year's resolution is to organize this 80th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. So my goal this year is to kind of get some awareness around the city and teaching about nonviolence, and war is not the answer. So there you go. Okay. Oh, and I belong to the Raging Grannies.
Hit it.
I was just kidding when I said gonna be researching other countries to live in, but no, gonna stay here and die in the streets if need be. So the big question I'm pondering is, what are we going to do when we see busloads of immigrants being shipped off somewhere? Are we going to lay in the road? Are we just going to duck down? Are we going to shoot out their tires? I don't know, man. So I have no answer other than we're going to have to resist. Because otherwise the options are, what, lay low like the Germans did, or shut up, or go along, or none of those are good options. But anyway, I'm 66. I've lived a good life, so whatever.
21st day of the month of September. In an early year of a decade not too long before our own, the human race suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying enemy surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places.
Friends and neighbors, that was Little Shop of Horrors. Maybe you didn't pick that up from the chorus line of Little Shop of Horrors. What a great show. I've never been in that show. I'd like to be in that show. So we played a little bit of the MLK track. We've got more of that coming, and played some Little Shop of Horrors. And then I'm going to talk about, you know what? Financial news, yes, like a regular radio show. Here we are. The stock market took another plunge today, like it did yesterday. The tariffs on electricity have brought Trump back to the bargaining table. Tariffs from Canada, who's actually saying they will shut off the supply of electricity if we keep hitting them with tariffs. We're in a dumb war. And Trump replied that, oh, it's time for them to become the 51st state, which I'm sure they're really loving that. And he is going to up their tariffs up to 50%, which he says he's going to do, but maybe he won't. He's very unpredictable, which is something the stock market doesn't like. And in fact, our economy doesn't like unpredictability, lack of stability. And of course, before the swearing in, our economy was on an upward trajectory, even though the last year or so they were saying, oh, this, we're getting ready for a recession, but Biden kept working it and kept the recession from happening. And then somebody comes in and reverses all of his policies, hires a ketamine addict to start firing people, a willy-nilly gutting all of our services and whatnot. And for some reason, the economy is tanking. And it's kind of weird because you know that they're going to blame Biden. they're going to blame Biden for this, the Republicans. So anyway, let's get back to, let's do a little bit more on the MLK track, shall we? This one is, I just went and I asked people what they were going to be doing for the next 4 years. About, what, a month ago, I guess? Maybe longer than that. Here we go.
4 years. What they're working on.
4 years. Well, we're working on this, Jewish Voice for Peace. And it's hard to tell what's going to happen. I mean, Trump, the real estate dealer, saw the value of Gaza beachfront property. And, you know, they're trying to eliminate people from it so they can make hotels there. I don't know. I think it's more of an existential.
That's such a hard question. Because just asking it makes me cry. Actually, sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No. Don't be sorry. It's just so hard to think about.
The next 4 years are formative for the United States.
They don't stay.
We learn from suffering just as much as we learn from good times. And my faith, Baha'u'llah said, be generous in prosperity and thankful in adversity. That's what I'm doing the next 4 years, is learning thankfulness.
Yes, we just want to focus on building engagement, getting our neighborhoods more engaged with the Democratic Party. It just seems like it's a little lackluster. There's a lot of people that want to be involved, but they aren't involved or aren't as involved as they should be. So we want to just reach out to those people that feel like they haven't been touched yet and make sure that they can get engaged. And then we also want to work with all the other organizations that are already doing the hard work and make sure to partner up with them too and have a little bit more of a interlacing leftist ideology in Spokane.
Hi. So we are building coalitions with outside organizations so that we're all moving in the same direction. We're working on building quick response teams to help with immigrants and LGBTQ protections and anti-Semitism, acts of violence, or vandalism right now. We are building out our community support network so that every Democrat in Spokane County knows another Democrat that they can go to for help, or to make teams to help people that are relocating from Idaho so that they're safe. And so we're also have over 100 races this year. And if we can get Democrats in all those positions, then we can start having a government that works for the people and not just corporations. So, yeah.
Could want and would.
paper from the windowsill. It is the only witness that can testify. Can I spit out the truth, or would you rather just swallow lies? Here come the juggernaut, here come the poisonous. They choke the life and land and rob the joy from us. Why do they taste the sugar when they are made of money? Here come the Lamb of God and the butcher's voice, sonny. Could only gather in the needle track, and it would skip a beat, and it would jump right back. If us could only gather in the needle track, then it would skip a beat, and all the sense I lack. This is a calling card, maybe it will be a farewell note. The poison fountain pen now requires the antidote. And if our virtue goes, and I should become a shrinking fly, just punch me on the arm. This could be our finest hour. Till now, this was my view, but I'm counting on you. How am I ever gonna make you see? Nothing in this ugly world comes easily. I want you to be. Maybe you will feel a fond caress, but when you start to speak, I attempted to confess. Well, I was a gloomy soul, never thought I'd see a brighter day. The dark interior blows those silver clouds away. This was my view, but I'm counting on you. How am I ever gonna make you see? Nothing in this ugly world comes easily. I want you to.
We played a little bit people telling us what they're going to be doing for the next 4 years. This was before things got really bad. They're probably going to get worse, but so, you know, it'd be hard to ask people that now, I think. But we also, then I followed up with a couple of tunes from our old friend Elvis Costello, friend of the show, Elvis Costello. And one was Dust, and the other one was my
Little Blue Window, and I think that was that off of the Useless Beauty album? No, When I Was Cruel. When I Was Cruel album. Kind of about the same time. Hey, so what else is going on these days? It's not being reported too much. Well, I don't know if you heard, but Joe Rogan went on a podcast, not to be named, and said that empathy is our big problem, that we have empathy. And if we could just do away with empathy, everything would be okay. And I guess, you know, if you're going to condemn, if you're not going to vote for A Day of Hope, you should probably not be on board for empathy as well. And it's interesting because, you know, empathy is something that gets tossed around a lot, the word anyway. And, you know, I think about Republican legislators who are anti, they're anti-gay, and then their child comes out as gay, and then they are, they reluctantly are pro-LGBT at that point. And then people call that empathy. Well, that's not empathy. It's not empathy if it's about feeling something in your heart for one's people you love, your friends, your family. Empathy is for people that you don't know. That picture of that child with that swollen stomach in India that we send money to because we feel empathetic for that child. And of course, Elon Musk, and I would say probably the administration that he's allied with and the people that he works with are anti-empathy. But you know who else was anti-empathy? Well, by golly, it's those crazy Nazis again. They were anti-empathy. They had a lot to say about how empathy was not good for the old Third Reich. So again, we're seeing this all again. This is why I'm reading on tyranny a little bit at the beginning of each episode. But let's continue on with the MLK stuff. This is, well, by golly, we're up to track 5. Let's do it.
I am not watching news. I only read or listen to NPR for my sanity right now. Because I can work or I can get upset. And I'm choosing to work instead.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's going to be most important time period in my life to really start working on defending democracy. Just, you know, and it's like the same thing. It's like you can get mad or you can get busy. And I'm getting busy.
I guess my plan in the next 4 years is to focus on growing partnerships and connections. Basically, like, our root system here in this community, how to like give it more water and fertilizer and connect more people and organizations together so we're not doing things siloed. And hopefully the end goal would be something like a center that youth could go whenever they want to have programming or mentorship or do homework or have activities to do. But maybe there's also like a childcare facility there, and the library is a part of it. So we have books there for youth. And then we have like a public park right there that's maybe like a food forest, and we're incorporating like the environment into our landscapes. And yeah, just like a safe place where youth are welcome all the time. And I'm doing that by hopefully bringing roots together and getting them stronger and bringing in different partners and different systems so that we can make it a community space.
I am going to live the best days of my life every single day and to try to be a better human every single day.
The ultimate revenge.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't look up to leaders because there are 8 billion of us anyway, and we work together to bring about the change that we want. I'm not going to hide anywhere. I'm not going to go into sadness or sorrow. I've heard people want to bury their head in the sand. No, that's the worst thing we can do for ourselves. So let's celebrate who we are, find each other, cooperate, learn about each other, educate the world, each other, build the kind of a life, the kind of a community, the kind of the world that we dream about. Let's get to work and build it.
Amen.
a 6 foot mole. When I came back at night, I was gasping for air. I made it to your place, I was brand new. We really shouldn't be alone tonight. Let's go to a movie where everybody fights. But in the end, there's dancing, songs, and smiles. You need lots of smiles for them. Reach your factor minus zero.
Through it.
And then so like really what we need to do.
That's really it. It's just kind of breathe through it.
Cause right now I'm in school, so I'm trying to become a doctor. So hopefully I think just work hard and try to do well in my degree so that when I finally have like the power to do something that I'm like ready and just keep like in touch with the community so I'm not like detached from that.
Oh wow, that's a big question.
I know it is, right?
Yeah. Keep your head down, power through. Right? I'm trying not to panic. 2016 is pretty unforgettable, and just how I really let myself. And people should feel their feelings, of course, but I'm trying not to panic, and I just don't need that, and I know I'm, for now, I'm safe, I'm good, and
now more than ever.
That's all I can do. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep my own.
So I'm really thankful that on the day of the inauguration is Martin Luther King Day.
and that we're here celebrating diversity, celebrating anti-racism, celebrating love and connections. So one of my commitments is through the Spokane branch of the NAACP to build restorative communities, and we have an initiative. And every month we gather people to teach them about what restorative justice is, how it differs from how we relate to people and how our some of our institutions and businesses work, where you win or fail, and if you fail, you're out, that kind of thing. And it builds community and acknowledges the human dignity of every person. And so my commitment for the next 4 years is to help that grow and help people learn how to practice building communities that are life-giving and healing.
Some music.
I am definitely trying to figure that out myself.
Okay.
A lot of prayer and a lot of trying to figure out how to bring people together in love. That's where I am.
I'll meet a nice woman from Canada and move there. Listen to the crazy stuff he was said in his inaugural this morning.
Oh, I didn't. Was there an inaugural this morning? All right. That is, we just finished listening to people's reflections on the day of the inauguration, which was also the Martin Luther King Day rally, what they were going to do for the next 4 years. And I just want to know what I'm going to do for the next 4 minutes. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Out and About today. I really appreciate it. You are listening to KYRS, Medical Lake, Spokane. And we'll see you next week. And next week, I do have a guest, you know. We'll see. All right. Supposedly, I've got a guest right now.
And now to... Yea, brother, head now to Eden. No more trouble in my body or my mind. Gonna live like a king on whatever find. Eat all the fruit and throw away the rind. Yea, brother, yea.
Former Bill Clinton operative James Carville. He says the smart thing for Democrats to do is to roll over and play dead. Seriously. Carville actually declares that fighting Trump is futile. So just allow the Republicans to crumble beneath their own weight and make the American people miss us. Excuse me, but wasn't that the party's theory in 2016 and 2024? Let Trump rant and he'll defeat himself. Instead, how about this? Literally, get out of Washington. The party's lawmakers should spend most of their congressional time away from the Capitol. Out where masses of people are already agitating and organizing. Get with them, listen to them, roll up your sleeves, and serve them. This is Jim Hightower saying, this is not just another legislative tiff we're in, but a grassroots rumble. And the usual partisan name-calling and parliamentary nitpicking won't win it. Inside Washington, the deck is stacked for Trump's autocratic America. Out here, though, the numbers and political dynamic favor democracy fighters. This is where the Democratic Party belongs. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
Hi, you're listening to KYRS.
Medical Lake Spokane.
88.1 and 92.3 FM.
KYRS Medical Lake and K222BG Dartford, 88.1 FM, 92.3 FM, Thin Air Community Radio.
The following program was pre-recorded.
From
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
This is not just an attack on Mahmoud because he has a green card. This is an attack on all immigrants who call this country home.
As over 1,000 protesters rallied in New York, a federal judge temporarily blocked the deportation of Mahmoud Khalil, the Columbia University Gaza protest leader who was taken by ICE from his Columbia housing on Saturday